Hi, this is Jeanette.
Hi,
Hey,
Jeanette.
how are you today?
Hi.
Hey. Hi, we're speaking on a recorded line. Is this Kamisha?
Yes, it is.
Hi. And before we go any further, let me just verify your contact number. I have 770-310-0670. Okay, and is this a cell phone or a landline?
Say that again.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Yes, it's a cell phone.
Okay, great. And we are in a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I don't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation or have signed any documents retaining an attorney?
Yes.
Okay, and is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay, and what day were you diagnosed?
It was around August 2006.
Did you say August of 2006?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, August 2006. Yes, I'm
Okay,
sorry. Yes.
that's okay. And then what is your date of birth?
10/18/72.
10/18/1972.
Yes, October 18, 1972.
Yep, thank you. And do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo-Provera shot?
No.
Okay, thank you. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And which injectable did you use? Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or the generic one?
Depo for Vera.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Thank you. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you first start using Depo-Provera?
Around January 2000.
Okay, January 2000. And when did you last use Depo-Provera?
August 2006.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled CAMISHA. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled ALFORD. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your marital status?
Single, divorce and fire.
That's okay. Thank you. And do you have a suffix to your name? Are you junior, senior, the second, third, or none?
No, I'm a female.
Yes, thank you. And for some reason, we still
I
have
mean,
to ask.
I guess you did, but yeah, I'm a female.
Yeah, thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
260-254-841.
Thank you. They have 260-254-841.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name underscore last
First
name
name
at Yahoo?
at yahoo.com.
Perfect, thank you. And what is a good mailing address for you?
325 Lee Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214.
Okay, did you say blue like the color?
No, what'd you say now? I didn't say a color.
Sorry,
What do you mean?
I heard Blue Street.
Oh, Lee Street,
Oh, Lee
L-E-E
Street.
Street.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I'm like, I didn't say a color.
Yeah, Thank you. So I have 325 Lee Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214.
Yes.
And is there an apartment number or building number, or it's just 325?
No, just 325.
Okay. And was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product Depo-Provera?
24 shots within a 6-year period.
Okay, thank you. And then what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
Marlo Carter.
Milo Carter. And where did Dr. Milo Carter practice out of?
Fayetteville. Piedmont Fayette Hospital.
Piedmont, okay. Okay, and it was Dr. Marlo Carter?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Piedmont, let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was her private practice. It was inside the hospital, yes.
Yeah, I see she has a practice, women's specialist of Fayetteville on Highway 54. Is that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And was she also the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just copy that address down again. Okay. And what was the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was filled at?
I normally go to Kroger on Highway. Well, it's Kroger, Glen Street in Fayetteville.
Okay. Okay. And what was the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
That was, what's his name? Doctor. David Bengley. Yeah, Benglis.
In Fayetteville?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and did Dr. Bengley practice out of the Piedmont?
Fayetteville, yes.
Okay, and how do you spell his last name?
Benglis.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, I see him here. Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI, blood test, and biopsy.
Okay. Okay, let me add that in the notes. Okay. And then Dr. David Benglis, where did you see him? What was the facility?
Where? At the Piedmont Fayette Hospital.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And what was Dr. Benglis's specialty?
He is a neurosurgeon.
Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with cancer before your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Cranonomy. I think how you I can spell it for cranonomy.
Okay.
I think that's how you spell it.
Cranial
Cranonomy. Cranonomy.
craniotomy.
Craniotomy,
It's a mouthful. Yep.
yes.
Okay. A craniotomy. Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that performed the craniotomy or the treating doctor?
David, no, I'm sorry, I don't remember. It was Dr. Tony Clark.
Okay.
No, David Bingley did
Oh, okay. He was the
David
treating
Bingley
doctor as
did
well.
that. Yes, and David Tony Clark was my radiation therapist
Okay.
oncologist. Okay, yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Okay.
That's
And
all a lot
then,
about it. I was really confused.
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
And then was treatment done at Piedmont Fayetteville as well?
Yes,
Okay. Okay, let me just copy that over. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes,
Okay.
for like 7 to 8 days.
Okay. When were you first, what was the first date of hospitalization?
August 28th, 2006.
Okay, 2006, for about a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry you had to go through all of this.
Yeah, no, I'm trying not to even live it, relive it.
Yeah. We're almost done. Do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to request them if requested?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No, I don't have this number.
That's okay.
Email is on the
That's fine.
phone.
Okay. And then I'm going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over the documents. So I
Okay.
have, let's see, I have your first name spelled CAMISHA.
Yes.
I have your last name spelled ALFORD.
Yes.
Okay, I have your social as 260254841.
Yes.
Okay, I have your email as your first name underscore last name at yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then I have your phone number 770-310-0670.
Yes.
Okay, and I have your mailing address as 325 Lee Street, Fayetteville, Georgia 30214.
Yes.
Okay, and I have that you first started using Depo-Provera in the year 2000, and you stopped using it August of 2006. Okay, and I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain August of 2006. And then I have your date of birth down as October the 18th, 1972.
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA compliant medical record release form. This form will
Okay.
allow attorneys to request medical records. And then you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. And
Okay.
I'll stay on the phone with you in case anything is misspelled or needs to be corrected, or if you have any questions about the DocuSign. I just sent it over. Let me know when you see that text
Okay.
come through.
Okay, click on it.
Yep. And then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages. And then do you see a start button?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and press that start button and then it'll take you to your first signature field. Is your name spelled correctly there?
I think I'm finished.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yep, just got those back. So you'll receive an additional email from DocuSign. It'll have the completed documents that you can save in your email for your
Get
records.
started. Okay.
You can exit out of that. You're done signing. You're done for
Okay.
today. The next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the attorneys Pulaski
Okay.
Legal. They'll be calling to start their case verification and to verify it's okay to start the process of pulling medical records. Um,
Okay.
if if you if you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. I believe they'll be calling from
Okay.
a 909 number.
Okay.
But please try and get a hold of them as soon as possible if you do miss their call, because they won't be able to start until they hear from you and just confirm that it is okay to start.
Okay.
But apart from that, you're all set to go. It was a pleasure
Okay.
speaking with you today, and I hope you have a great holiday season, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.